Armed American Radio listeners, today's Armed American Radio's recorded version of the national radio broadcast, the Armed American Radio podcast, is being brought to you today and every day by North American Arms. Make sure to visit NorthAmericanArms.com for the finest mini revolvers on planet Earth. NorthAmericanArms.com. Enjoy the show.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Because they don't want me to, that's why I do it.
Presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance.
From the Sig Sauer Studios. On the Patriot Mobile Platinum Microphone. Here is your host, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting the enemies of freedom, Mark Walters.
And welcome into Garbage Day at Sig Sauer Studios here on the Patriot Mobile microphone. Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom today and every day from said studio on said microphone. And it's all being brought to us today and every day by the great X Insurance. Greg in Dallas, Texas, how you doing today, my brother from another Maha?
Here we are. It's Wednesday.
Yeah, we got the new video up and the chat in the video. So if you would be kind enough to tell people where to watch that kind of cool stuff and participate in both chats, because they're both active. They're both active. You can go to either one.
Sure. If you want to watch the show, just head on over to armedamericanradio.org or .com. On the right-hand side of that website, you're going to see the menu icon. Just give that a click. And when that window opens up, select that watch live option so you can also participate in the live chat over there. If you are driving, head on over to that listen live link. And if you missed a previous episode, well, head on over to the podcast link. If you want to join the Telegram chat, just head on over to your app store, grab the Telegram messaging app, create your profile, and search for Armed American Radio Conversations.
Yeah, that'll do it. That'll get you in. And the man himself, Parkland Father Ryan Petty, my own personal meme creator of my broken leg and stuff like that. Ryan, welcome in. How are you today, man?
I'm doing great, Mark. It's good to hear your voice as always, and happy Wednesday.
Happy Garbage Day at the Ranch. You know, we're going to Google gun control live today on the air and see what we come up with. That's always fun to do. It's a little gutsy move, but it's fun. Now, ladies and gentlemen, for disclaimer here, I did ask Ryan. I told him what we were going to do, and I said, don't cheat. Don't Google it until we get together live on the air. You didn't cheat, did you, Ryan?
I have not Googled a single thing today, Mark, in anticipation of this, of our time together.
Let's do it right now. I'm Googling gun control as we speak. Let's see the media narratives forming today, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, and I can tell by quick glance immediately, the media is all over Colorado right now. Take a look at that when you Google that, Ryan. I also want to cover a couple of AWR stories as well. And we'll do that as we get into the hour. But when you look at Google gun control on that search, and I use Google for a reason, because you always tend to get a lot of left-wing stuff on Google, right? So what do you see when you look at headlines? What's jumping out at you? You see sensing the same thing I did?
Yeah, it looks like the gun grabbers are hoping for a win in Colorado, what it looks like to me.
Yeah, let's take a couple of these headlines. Colorado Democrats push gun control bills again this year, 8 hours ago. 14 hours ago. That's from Axios. The Colorado Sun. Bill banning purchase, sale, and transfer of so-called assault weapons in Colorado clears its, and that's the headline that you see. 9 News. 4 hours ago, assault weapons ban advances at Colorado State Capitol. And then let's see if we drop down. Those are the big ones right there, right off the cuff. So let's tackle one. Let's take a look at, let's go to the Colorado Sun one from 14 hours ago. Bill banning purchase, sale, and transfer of so-called assault weapons in Colorado clears its first hurdle. And the subhead is a similar measure was rejected in its first committee hearing in the Colorado legislature last year, and House Bill 1292 still faces a steep hill toward becoming law. Does it really, Ryan, in Colorado, does it face a steep hill toward becoming law in Colorado right now? And there is some nuance, because AWR tells us what they want to ban as well. But let's just tackle that question first. What do you think happens? Let's throw some predictions out.
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you what. I'm actually really pleased to hear that the Democrats in Colorado have decided to take on this issue right before the election. This is absolutely perfect timing. Great job, guys. You should ban all kinds of stuff. Why don't you throw handguns and shotguns and hunting rifles? Let's just throw it all in there, put it in a bill, try to get it through the legislature right before Coloradans go to the polls in November to elect a new president and hopefully a new legislature. I mean, this is just brilliant timing on the part of the gun grabbers. That's my initial take.
I'm with you on that, but I'm skeptical, not of what you said, but of Colorado voters. Because Colorado voters have turned the state bright blue, sky blue, if you will. Where's the hope that they will do the right thing when they've been doing wrong thing all along? I mean, they have elected these lawmakers that are doing all of this.
They have, but what happens with these Democrats, and Republicans are guilty of this too, but in a different way, they overreach, they go too far. And that's why I say, just lump it all in there, Democrats, throw everything in there, shotguns, grandpa's hunting rifle, handguns that citizens use for self-defense, throw it all in these bills, really tick off your average Coloradan that just, the average voter in Colorado elected these clowns to go there and sort of, probably do the innocuous stuff, right? Let's, universal background checks and a couple of these little things that they quote unquote call sensible gun control. But then the Democrats do what I'm describing, which is they overreach, they go too far, they decide to ban things, they show their true colors. And then the voters are going to see this right before the election. They're going to say, you know what? That's not what we sent you to do. That's not what we asked you to do. You've gone too far. Dial it back. Put some more Republicans in there, and this thing dies.
Yeah, let's take a little look here. I want to jump over to AWR Hawkins at Breitbart here, because what Ryan is saying, I agree with 100%. But they, you're talking about going ahead and throwing in there, ban whatever you throw some pistols in there and everything else. There's a headline at Breitbart from AWR. He and I talked a little bit about this last night off air. Colorado Democrats assault weapons legislation bans 9mm pistols with threaded barrels. So let's take a little bit deeper dive into this real quick. The assault weapons ban being pushed by Colorado House Democrats would prohibit the sale of 9mm pistols with a threaded barrel. It goes farther, Ryan. In fact, the language of the bill, which is HB 24-1292, makes clear a semi-automatic handgun of any caliber would be banned if it takes a detachable magazine and has a threaded barrel. There goes your Walthers, your P-22s, right? Moreover, the Democrats' assault weapons ban also targets semi-automatic handguns that do not take a detachable magazine by making clear that any such handgun that, quote, may be readily modified to accept a detachable magazine is banned as well. Now, AWR points out, correctly so, ironically, threaded barrels do not make bullets fly faster, nor do they speed up the rate of fire. Rather, they serve to allow suppressors to be used to protect hearing and the environment. And Colorado is one of 42 states in which suppressors are legal. Let's tackle the suppressor issue briefly, Ryan. Now, I'm no fan of the ATF, as you well know, nor are you. But as an FFL, you are likely very well aware that the ATF has streamlined its process. And we are seeing now approvals come in for suppressors and SBRs, some as few as 3 days in what used to be 8, 9, 10, 12, 13 months. So this is a big blow in a state where suppressors are in fact legal, and the Democrats are in fact coming after those handguns, Ryan.
Every time they say, let's go after, and I love the terminology, so-called assault weapons. Nobody can define what that means, right? And so they have to use euphemisms like so-called, right? So-called by whom? By some gun control, some gun grabber in the Democratic Party that wrote this legislation. But they've shown their hand here, because if you read that language that you just quoted, and I, Mark, you might need to correct me here, but what I heard was any handgun, that semi-automatic handgun with a detachable mag that could be easily converted to a threaded barrel. Well, I can name about 150 guns that are easily converted to a semi-automatic handgun with a threaded barrel.
Yeah.
That's a really simple modification. If this is interpreted incorrectly, you're banning every Glock, every Walther, every SIG, every Smith & Wesson. I mean, this is overreach beyond what I was even imagining. This is crazy.
Yeah, it goes. We're getting ready to take a break. Let me go back and read into this because I want to be very clear here. Ryan, you bring up a great point, and I think it's worthy of discussion on the flip side of this break. Let me go to the break with this quote. Moreover, the Democrats' assault weapons ban also targets semi-automatic handguns that do not take a detachable magazine by making clear that any such handgun that may be readily modified to accept a detachable magazine is banned as well. And if it does, in fact, take a detachable magazine and has a threaded barrel, that's the operative word for what you were just discussing. Let's take a deeper dive into that when we come back on the other side of the break. I'm talking with Ryan Petty. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense continues from the Sig Sauer Studios on the Patriot Mobile mic, and it's all presented by X Insurance. Back after this. The following segment of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense is being brought to you by Patriot Mobile. Visit patriotmobile.com/AAR and use the AAR promo code to get free activation today. Welcome back to the show. Yeah, welcome back indeed. I've got a line being transferred over to Patriot Mobile as we speak. Won't be long. It's just me getting the proper information in the line that I needed moved over there. And ladies and gentlemen, you can do the same thing. Visit patriotmobile.com. patriotmobile.com/AAR and use that AAR promo code. You'll get free activation right out of the box. Work with a company that has your best interest at heart, not some big woke company that's trying to use you. That's not trying to, but is using your money to come after your rights and freedoms. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense continues now in the 6 hour studios. Patriot Mobile Mike, X Insurance presenting it all. Ryan Petty, welcome back, my friend. I'm going to take a little deeper dive into this. Okay. Greg and I were talking about this a little bit during the break. So let's look into this, because of what you just brought up. The language of the bill makes clear a semi-automatic handgun of any caliber would be banned if it takes a detachable magazine and has a threaded barrel. What if it takes a detachable magazine, Ryan, and doesn't have a threaded barrel, but tomorrow it does? So what will they do? What will they do next? Right.
We've seen this playbook, Mark. They take the ground they can take. Right. They ban the things that they think they can get away with. They put these little column in an addendum, but they put these little vague statements in the legislation, which gives them room to come back and do more later. I may have misunderstood what you said earlier, but I think the point is still valid that they put these kinds of clauses into the legislation so they can come back in at a future date, or they can ask the governor's office or the attorney general or somebody else in the executive branch in the state to go after law-abiding gun owners based on an interpretation of this clause that they add in there, right? The story they want most Coloradans to believe is that they're banning these military style rifles, the ones that only the police and the military should own. And they're able to trick enough of those folks into saying, yeah, I think it's, you know, it's a good idea. Yeah, maybe we should do that. Or maybe these shouldn't be on the street or whatever the, you know, logic that they use, but then they sneak these other things in that give them the opportunity to come after other types of firearms and law-abiding gun owners. And I think if most Coloradans understood the game here, understood how disingenuously these gun control groups operate, they wouldn't stand for this, and the bill would be killed.
I'm not convinced. Because, again, I'm not disagreeing with you. I agree with everything that you're saying. But that would seem to suggest that these Democrat politicians know what they're doing and intentionally leaving that descriptive out purposefully. They're too stupid to know what they're talking about based on what you look at the way they write these bills. I don't know that they know that what they said makes no sense. That it would be banned if it takes a detachable magazine and has a threaded barrel. Do they even know that it can have a threaded barrel tomorrow? Because that would, again, that would suggest, well, let's just leave that open. Then we can come back again. I'm not convinced that they're smart enough to know that that's what they're doing, although that's what's happening. That's the end result of the way this is worded. Now,
they
clearly,
are not smart enough, Mark. They're not. You're absolutely right. But they don't write these bills, right? Typically, these things are drafted for them by these gun control advocacy groups who are smart enough to understand what they're doing. They are smart enough to understand the political reality that they're dealing with. And they're smart enough to sneak these clauses in that allow them to go after more later. And the average lawmaker doesn't understand half of the stuff they're voting on, and they never really get to that debate, because the way these things typically work is it goes into, you know, goes into a committee. A lot of times this is just a vote down party lines, ideological lines, and it's a yay or a nay. And by the time it goes to the floor, they're not exactly sure what they're voting on unless they take the time to get informed. And hopefully groups like the Second Amendment Foundation, Gun Owners of America, the Firearms Policy Coalition are there to help them understand these rules or this proposed legislation that was, quite frankly, almost certainly written by a gun control group.
Yeah, and AWR does go on to point out what you said. That it should, he quote, and I quote AWR, it should be noted that every major handgun, semi-automatic handgun manufacturer in the 21st century produces pistol models with detachable magazines and threaded barrels, and such models are often the company's top-tier handgun offering. Colorado House Dems want to ban these handguns with a bill ubiquitously aimed at banning AR and AK-style rifles. And what you've just mentioned gives us what we know is going to come, a hint at what's going to come out of their mouths when they claim they didn't go far enough and that this is what? A great start. But it's not the end all. It's just a great start. How many times have we heard that from just, I mean, whether it's a universal background check, whether it's a safe storage law, you know, you hear them say all the time that this is just a great start. So, yeah, there's no doubt they're going to come back. And I agree. I think that if it is, in fact, written by those folks and the Dem politicians don't realize, what they're going to do is they're going to look back with some help from the gun grabbers in 6 months or the next legislative session and go, ooh, look, we didn't go far enough. We should have gone farther. Why? Because they're going to be informed of that after the fact when they realize, oh, well, it didn't have a barrel then, but it does now. We need to go further. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about handguns here. Handguns. So when you hear them say they don't want to take your handguns, you can look them dead in the face and call them a liar. Because that is exactly what they're doing in Colorado. I'll give you the last word on that one. What do people need to look out for? What's your suggestion for folks in Colorado right now, Ryan?
Well, listen, the legislators will listen to folks that call and write, but call those legislators and tell them you're opposed to this. Tell them this goes too far, that whether or not that particular legislator is for an assault weapons ban is really, at this point, the way I'm reading this, immaterial. This goes to handguns, to your point, and that is something that they promised, right? They weren't coming after, but in fact, They are coming after. This needs to be the citizens of Colorado are going to have to wake up and rise up and say enough is enough. That's the only way this kind of nonsense will stop.
And it takes us right back to what you said at the outset, and that is keep doing it, Democrats, in an election year. I don't disagree with you. We know they're going to do it anyway. Bring it on, because the more people we can educate in Colorado, you're tuned in right now. A lot of you are. And when we come back, I'll ask another question that a good friend of mine over at Defender Coffee asked me today that some of you might be thinking about as well. We'll address the issue, and it has to do with the Second Amendment Foundation and Colorado. We'll tackle it all when we come back. Don't go away.
Daniel Defense firearms are guaranteed for life, trusted worldwide, and designed, engineered, and manufactured right here in America. Daniel Defense, freedom, passion, precision.
Yeah, Daniel Defense, freedom, passion, and precision. The gentleman that we're talking to knows all about that. He's been to the Daniel Defense facility with me, smelled the freedom inside that building. It's absolutely incredible. Ryan, welcome back to the 6 Hour Studios. Patriot Mobile mic lit up for everybody. I want to point out that, you know, when I talk about the Daniel Defense deal, Joe Biden, there's a story up that Joe Biden has signed legislation or signed something, executive order. I don't know what the hell he did, but he signed something that, as the media reports, cracks down on gas cars, mandating that half the vehicles sold in the United States by 2030, which is less than 6 years from now, must be electric vehicles, to which I put a picture of myself in front of the AAR Corvette standing in front of Daniel Defense and said, yeah, you ain't getting either one of these. Is, you know, you're not getting my guns and you're not getting my gas cars. So, I mean, these people just they are incredulous. They will not stop. They are in your face every single day. And ladies and gentlemen, pray to God that the right thing happens in November when all this nonsense can be tossed out the window. I'll just give you an opportunity to comment on that before we go back. I want to read you a text message exchange that I had with my web guy, who also happens to own Defender Coffee. It's an interesting exchange. And ladies and gentlemen, some of you might be thinking the same thing, particularly if you live in Colorado. Ryan, go ahead. You want to comment on that? You're going to stop eating meat because cow farts are causing and contributing to global warming? And good heavens, you're going to give up your gas cars and hand over your guns to these lunatics?
Mark, have I told you I own a ranch?
Yeah, you really do have a ranch.
I do, and I have cows.
You have
I
a
really
ranch?
Like, and I'm growing more beef.
Mm.
So in many ways, I'm contributing to the problem, or at least the problem as these folks see it. But I like
good.
I like beef. I'm going to continue to raise beef. We're going to fight every effort. There's an effort underway, some legislation that was proposed to actually, I guess, put a serial number or a tag on every cow in America, and you'd have to coordinate with the federal government to be able to sell them. And I mean, they're okay. Trying to get into every aspect of our life, and it's just got to stop. No, I'm not going to play along. I'm not eating bugs. I'm going to have a steak tonight. How's that?
You know, I think I'm going to do the same thing. And I think I'm definitely going to do the same thing. So, Ryan, let's go to a text exchange that I had with a good friend of mine at Defender Coffee. And at 1:50 p.m. Eastern time today, he sent me this. Hey, why isn't SAF fighting the Colorado AWB going on now? Now, he lives in Colorado. We are about to get gutted of our 2A rights here. And only Rocky Mountain Gun Owners was there. Just curious if I'm missing something. Now, I responded to that with the following. Because it's being legislated, after it passes and is signed into law, that's when the Second Amendment Foundation will move. There's nothing to sue over yet. The bill hasn't passed yet. It's being debated. Keeping in mind also that the Second Amendment Foundation has 4 other assault weapons ban cases in 4 circuits right now. All it takes is one to get to the Supreme Court to put a stop to it nationwide. And as you guys know from listening to the show, particularly the Monster Cast with Alan Gottlieb every week, we just talked about it on Sunday this week, that we're hopeful that the 4th Circuit Maryland case will be the one, because the Supreme Court has already granted cert in that case and then remanded it back to the lower court for review post-Bruin, to which he replied, guess I'm moving if it passes. It'll take 5 years to reverse. Really sucks that the commies are finally taking over total control of Colorado. And he means that, Ryan. I mean, this is the decision-making process that people are having to go through right now across the country. But to those of you who might have been thinking the same thing, where's the SAF? The SAF sues after they have plaintiffs in cases who have been harmed by legislation that has been passed. But they can't sign, they can't sue yet because nothing has moved. And there is still a possibility, while I think it's waning by the day, that this doesn't pass. Ryan, did you want to comment on that? Because Second Amendment Foundation's doing tremendous work out there, but they've got to have something in, you know, in stone and signed, and they've got to have a plaintiff that's been harmed before they can sue in court, right?
Yeah, this is an interesting time in the defense of the Second Amendment, right? What we used to have was the NRA, right, which sort of led the charge both from a legislative perspective and sometimes after the fact, to your point, where they would join a lawsuit or start a lawsuit or join like an amicus brief. But we've lost that leadership, right, from the NRA sort of coming in and educating legislators. And that's left largely now to groups like Gun Owners of America. And that's the role they play. And so what I like to tell my friends, it's important for us to both be active and contributing to these organizations that educate legislators and stop this kind of nonsense like we're seeing in Colorado from ever becoming law. And then after the fact, you've got groups like Second Amendment Foundation, Firearms Policy Coalition that come in after the fact and file the lawsuits to protect or to restore, I should say, Second Amendment rights. But we never want it to get to that point. So it's really, really important. Yeah. And I can't name all of these state organizations, but there is inevitably a group in Colorado that fights for and educates legislators. And it's really important. If you're in Colorado and you can hear the sound of my voice, join that group, give them a donation. $5, $10, $20 goes a long way for these organizations to spend time at the state capitol to get the meetings that they need to with legislators and to educate them so this kind of stuff never becomes law. But you've got to join these groups immediately. I can't tell you how important it is.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up because it's a perfect segue here. I hadn't intended on going here with you today, but it is a perfect place to kind of dodge over to another hole. And that is, The Trace had a piece out. Alan Gottlieb and I were conferring earlier today. And it seems, of course, the Second Amendment Foundation is now on the Trace radar, The Trace being the Bloomberg-funded fake news outlet. And the headline over there today, March 20th, it's out today, is titled, "The Gun Groups Scrambling to Fill the NRA's Void." Now, I'm going to take issue with the first one. And I don't mean any disrespect to the organization as well, but I do not view them as a gun rights organization. And the Trace now talks a little bit about how the NRA is weakened, et cetera, and its revenue of $211 million is still, you know, there's still no equal in the gun rights movement. Here are some of the more notable gun interest groups on the rise. United States Concealed Carry Association. I'm going to take some issue with that, and I don't mean anything negative about the USCCA. But the USCCA, when I hear gun rights organization, is not on my radar screen. It is a marketing company that is selling products for training, et cetera, and has hundreds of thousands of members. Good for them. But I don't view them as a Second Amendment Foundation or a Gun Owners of America. Never have and probably never will. The second on the list is the one that matters here. Second Amendment Foundation. Focus. Litigation. Leader, Alan Gottlieb. And it goes on to talk about what Allen does. The foundation is a singular force in Second Amendment litigation, challenging gun laws nationwide at a clip that far surpasses other gun groups. Since 2018, the SAF has initiated at least 75 gun rights lawsuits in federal district court. The NRA has filed 30 federal actions in the same period. Now, The Trace reported, I'm just going to kind of paraphrase as I'm scrolling through this. I'll take it to the break. But the fact of the matter is that, and then you have the Firearms Policy Coalition, another one that, by the way, Alan was instrumental in helping form, and of course the National Shooting Sports Foundation and the Gun Owners of America, and now National Association for Gun Rights, which has been making some waves here lately and has filed a couple of major cases and actually gotten some traction. So there you have it. When we come back, Ryan, let's talk a little bit about that and what it all means, because you are absolutely correct. It's incumbent upon us to join these organizations that are, in fact, fighting on behalf of gun owners in courtrooms across the country. Now, that's not something the USCCA does. They're a training marketing organization. They'll sell you videos and all that stuff, but they're not involved in the nation's courtrooms, maybe for supporting with a brief, etc. We'll be right back with Ryan Petty. Don't go away.
This segment of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense is being brought to you by Daniel Defense. Visit DanielDefense.com. Now, back to the show.
Yeah, please do that, DanielDefense.com. Not just DanielDefense.com. Make sure to visit all of our partners. You can find them all at ArmedAmericanRadio.com. The ones that you see up on the screen here, of course, Patriot Mobile. Visit PatriotMobile.com/AAR, BarrelBuddy.com, and revolutionize the way you clean your firearms, ladies and gentlemen. These patch, pitch-to-patch things are fantastic, patented, change the way you clean your guns forever. PT Ammunition, making ammo behind the scenes, American-made, American company, owned by young entrepreneurs up in Guilford, Connecticut, ptammo.com, where our families train, WAFT, down in Florida, the scenario-based training. Make sure to check them out at WAFT, W-O-F-T.com. Goat guns, get them here. Start your hobby and your new addiction. Goat guns are the coolest things out there. They are way too much fun. I get those, Greg, and those little guitars, you know?
Yeah, you do.
The Gibson guitars, you know, I get my collection of Gibsons. They're all handmade like that. Goat gun stuff is really cool.
And amps.
I have the exact amps that I have and the guitars that I have, except I don't have to build them. The goat guns are fun because you put them together. I wouldn't want to put together little guitars and string them and all
no.
that stuff. But they're really cool to have around. So I have goat guns protecting my little mini guitars. So that's kind of fun. ArmsList.com, America's firearms marketplace. Use the promo code AAR. Cutting edge firewood for all of your needs, for your cooking needs coming up. They ship everywhere in the continental United States, ladies and gentlemen. Best wood on the planet. We've been smoking up the neighborhood here with that wood for years. HeavensHarvest.com, HeavensHarvest.com. And you can find all of our partners, including X Insurance, Sig Sauer, North American Arms, Carr Firearms Group, Daniel Defense. They're all at ArmedAmericanRadio.com. Ryan Petty, I appreciate you bringing up the SAF. And I made some comments on some of the gun groups over there. And as I said, you know, I don't put the USCCA, they're on the Traces radar, but they're not on my radar as a gun rights organization. They're a marketing company that sells a lot of training issue stuff. But I don't view them as an SAF type organization that's out there fighting every single day. But all of these organizations, the gun rights organizations that are out there, I think it's very, very important. The ones that are fighting in courtrooms particularly. OK, if you like the stuff at USCCA, go ahead and get it. But know that they're not going to be in court having your back. It's going to be the SAF. It's going to be the Firearms Policy Coalition, the GOA, and your state's rights organizations. Ryan, did you want to mention anything else to that before we move on real quick? Do we have Ryan? Is he still there?
I am here. I was on mute.
My
fault.
He cheat muted. I'd done that before. Go ahead and answer that if you would, though.
Absolutely. No, I'm glad we went through this because it gives folks a little bit of a sense for what these organizations do and how they advocate for our Second Amendment rights. But it's really, really important. And all of your listeners need to understand you have a voice. You have a way to influence this legislation. Join with these groups. Join the Second Amendment Foundation. Join Firearms Policy Coalition. But you've got to join your state's rights organization. You need to educate these legislators on the stuff that Mark and I were talking about at the top of the hour, which is these clauses that get shoved into these bills that open the door for future gun control. And it has to be stopped. And with a smart representative or a smart senator in a state legislature that understands what the gun control advocacy groups are doing, it can be stopped. But it's, you know, your takeaway should be you have a voice, but you're stronger.
Use it
together. when you join these groups. So make those phone calls, better. But join these groups.
You betcha. Now, we talked a little bit a couple days ago, listeners, about the fake news, FBI, crime figures, etc. Again, I want to go back to AWR Hawkins at Breitbart when I saw this earlier. FBI figures show crime fell, as we discussed, but AWR puts the take on it. As Americans stockpiled or stocked up on guns in 2023. Ryan, don't we always hear more guns is more crime? Americans are buying guns in record numbers, yet the FBI numbers over years continue to show that crime continues to drop. Now, I do want to, the caveat here is that the violent crime rate is still higher than it was 4 years ago. But the fact it's dropping is a good thing. And doesn't this throw look a little monkey wrench into their cog, break their engine when the FBI number and we're buying guns in record numbers? Isn't that just more proof positive that it's not law-abiding citizens? Yet it highlights who are they coming after? Law-abiding citizens who aren't causing the problem.
It should drive a stake in the heart of their argument, right? They claim more guns equals more crime equals more violence equals more death. And we're seeing that that's not true. What we saw the last 4 years, Mark, is we saw the spike in violence because laws weren't enforced. No bail, you know, no cash bail was enacted. Soft George Soros DAs in blue cities that were allowing all kinds of nonsense and garbage to go on.
And still,
I mean, even San Francisco, is the residents in San Francisco have had enough, right? They're starting to push back. So the cause of the violence was not the number of guns in America, because if that were the case, America would be more violent now than it was 4 years ago. But it's not. And
we'd have millions of murders. We'd have millions of murders if they were correct, ladies and gentlemen.
And think about the number of constitutional and permitless carry states. We're now at 29, right? So this was supposed to be, I mean, literally they proclaimed, you know, there would be blood running in the streets if constitutional carry was passed. Now, three-fifths of the states have passed this, almost three-fifths of the states, right? And that, none of that has happened. So their whole basic argument that more guns equals more violence, we've got evidence now. We've had evidence, but we've got the last 4 years, recent evidence that shows everything that they're pitching, everything they're trying to sell is absolutely bogus.
It's a flat out bald faced lie. It goes right down the toilet with the poopy, ladies and gentlemen. It's pretty much that simple. And they don't like to tell you that part. They leave out what AWR put in his headline. He'll remind you, and we will remind you, that gun sales are through the roof. They're just flat out through the roof. But that's, it is, I guess I can't say it's interesting that they do that, because that's what we know they do. It's pretty much that simple, Ryan. So I guess the takeaway from today, the conversation went a little bit off where I really thought we were going to go. I thought we'd get to some more of the gun control deals, but we'll talk about some of that tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. But Ryan, thanks for being here, brother. I appreciate you fighting the fight every single day, my friend.
It was great to be here. Hey, look, you never know what you're going to find when you start Googling stuff, so you got to be careful.
But, you do have to be careful. And there's certain things you don't want to be looking for. Don't be one of those morons that's out there looking for, you know, the Glock trigger devices and activators and all that stuff. You're already on a list, but just don't do it. Hey, Ryan, real quick, with just about the next 15 seconds after I ask this question, take 15 seconds. Do the residents of San Francisco, are they stupid enough? Or are they smart enough to figure out that what they're getting sick of and what they have enough of already and pushing back on is their own policies that they advocated for?
Yes, they are, because you don't have to be very smart to witness the crime or experience the inconvenience of having to get a clerk to unlock a bottle of shampoo for you at the store because it's all behind glass. So you don't have to be very smart to understand that you're living in a prison, and it's a prison of their own making.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Thank you, Ryan Petty. We appreciate everything that you stand for and everything that you bring to the show and to this fight, this ongoing battle every single day. Armed American Radio continues on the West Coast in the second hour at 6 minutes after the hour. Enjoy your day. We'll see you on the radio.
You've just- just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance on the Armed American Radio Network.